So, I am not a girly girl. If you haven't noticed, I am not a girly girl. And in fact, you know what? I'm a butch. And actually, a lot of places where I perform, I talk about butch femme dynamics, but I don't actually say the words. Because if you start saying butch femme, like somebody on the front row is like, stop, you're oppressing me! You know, so, right. So, it's not me, I'm just repeating it, Jesus. So what my point is, I'm not going to use pretty words. I'm not going to say butch femme, because that's what it is, right? And you know what? It isn't. And the thing is, it's not a gay thing. It's not a straight thing. It's all about who kicks the cat off the bed. You know, when it comes down to it, really, yeah, right? Exactly. And I'm not saying who it is. I never say who it is, because everyone in their mind, they have something, right? And I've learned a lot of things from my femme sisters, a lot of from the femme women that I've dated, and for right. And like, for example, I used to date somebody who was a burlesque queen. I don't know if you know, but the word burlesque comes from the French, bur meaning dancer, and lesque meaning woman who has completely confusing array of clothes, right? I never knew what she was talking about. She'd send me for a camisole, I'd come back with a chemise, you know. Sometimes she'd be like, that's not even a piece of clothing at all. That's actually the rug from the bathroom floor. Oh, something else I learned from my femme sisters? Something else I learned? Some femme women, listen carefully, and some others, but certainly femme women, sometimes, often, they match their bras to their underwear. To me, this seems like the seventh wonder of the world, right? Because I'm like, I've got shoes and socks on. Do I get a Pulitzer now? You know? And butches, we have that whole idea of butch formal, right? Like, it's a t-shirt with a button-up shirt over it, right? And if the button-up shirt doesn't have a stain and the t-shirt doesn't have writing, that's practically like having on a tux, you know what I mean? Also, I learned, I don't know if you know this, bras come in sizes. I didn't know this. I was just buying what was ever in the front of the 2-for-5 rack at Kmart. All right. And then it was really interesting because every time I'd be like, you know, this is so interesting how some bras are so supportive and some bras kind of fit me like a t-shirt. Yeah, but thank God, really, really, it's really thank God that I have my team of femme advisors, because otherwise I would probably be going, you know, to a job interview in, like, you know, my bathrobe and swim flippers or something like that, you know. Oh, and actually, something else from one of my team of femme advisors, I was talking about this, and she was like, you know, Kelly, I've got some really good advice for you. How about when you talk to a woman, you look at her face instead of her breasts? And I was like, oh, this explains some awkward conversations I've had.